Thank you, Mr. Chair. At the outset, we would like to congratulate you, Ambassador, on your election as Chairperson and Rapporteur of the Working Group. Once again, we reiterate our full support to the mandate of the Intergovernmental Working Group and reassure our commitment to the process of elaborating a legally binding instrument in line with Resolution 269. We call on all states to constructively engage, and we welcome the participation and inputs from civil society organizations. We commend the efforts made in publishing the third draft of the legally binding instrument ahead of this session. However, we were disappointed that many recommendations made in the previous session with the aim to strengthen the draft were not incorporated in this draft. It is of great concern that there is no reference on the right to self-determination, and we emphasize that it should be clearly stated in the draft. We also find it problematic that the draft still doesn't address the threats of corporate abuses and violations in situations of conflict, including situations of occupation, and we believe it is crucial to strengthen the text in this regard, particularly the inclusion of language related to sanctions, divestment, and criminal liability. The process of creating a legally binding instrument that will ensure corporate accountability gave victims on the ground hope to which they will have access to justice reparation and prevent future violations by corporations in their territories. For this, we need strong implementation mechanisms at the international level. After 7 years of this process, it is more urgent now than any other time to have a strong legally binding instrument, to listen to the calls of the affected communities and civil society, and to put an end to the corporate impunity. In particular, we call upon those member states resisting the creation of the legally binding instrument to abide by their legal obligations and to move from rhetoric to action. Thank you.